We're up to Perek Yud Beis Siv Vav, in the middle of the halachis of washing dishes on Shabbos. We are still seeking sponsors for the Shiurim. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a shiur. We are up to Perek Yud Beis Siv Vav on page Kuf Nun Dalet in the new print of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So he begins, Mutter lo homis b'Shabbos choymir nikui b'soich mayim karim. It's permitted to dissolve, like people who use dish soap. Today in America it's not so common, but that's a sandy type. So it could be dissolved in cold water on Shabbos, av aloy b'mayim chamim, but not in hot water. Even hot water that's a klisheni shouldn't dissolve it in. Since generally speaking, it seems like he knew that the way this powdered stuff was made was not pre-cooked. However, it could be dissolved on Yom Tov in a klisheni. Should not do it in a kli rishon even on Yom Tov, because of its machshirei oichel nefesh. And machshirei oichel nefesh, one should not prepare lechatchilo on Yom Tov if one does not have to, and because it's not mamish oichel nefesh when you're preparing soap and you're washing dishes. So since you're not doing mamish oichel nefesh, anytime it's not mamish oichel nefesh, the halacha is one should not do so on Yom Tov. B'Shabbos continues on page Kuf Nun Hei now. B'Shabbos, gam ein le'eris mayim chamim mikli rishon el mayim shehuchnusu bem chomrei nikui, al b'yom tovav shelo hakel. So so on Shabbos, one should not pour hot water from a kli rishon that's going over this type of powder, this type of dissolvable powder. But on Yom Tov, you could be mekel. Siv Zayin. B'Shabbos yesh limona me'ovdei me'iri mayim cham mekli rishon al sabon kedei lamisei. On Shabbos, one should refrain from pouring hot water from a kli rishon on soap in order to dissolve it. Aval mutar lahachnis sabon ze l'toich mayim cham shebe kli sheni. But this soap could be dissolved in a kli sheni. He's talking about here now, not the sandy stuff, but some other type that's generally is pre-cooked. So once it's pre-cooked, ain't bishlach habishul, definitely in a klisheni, it's permitted. So too, you could put liquid soap into hot water that's in a klisheni. But one should not pour directly onto liquid soap, hot water from a klishen. On Yom Tov, it's permitted to take bar soap or liquid soap. Since liquid soap and bar soap was generally pre-cooked, you know, it's bar soap in order to get to the shape, they heat it up and mold it. And liquid soap, he says, also is generally heated up. So on Yom Tov, there's no problem putting it in a kli rishon. Even if it was on the fire, which means let's say you had a pot of water on the fire that you wanted to soak well with soap, you could put liquid soap, or he says even bar soap, into it on Yom Tov. Se'iv Ches. Noigin lahok lishtev kelim b'chemre nikui, agam she'im malim ketzef. It's permitted, the custom is to permit to wash kelim with different cleaning liquids, even if they will foam up. Ve'em bekach mishum isa noiladu merlet. Generally speaking, if you use spray cans or other things that change liquids into foams, there could be a question of mylid. But he says, but when it comes to here, these soaps that they that foam up, it is permitted. Seif Tes, kalim shenidbak behem shuman. You have pots, pans that you have grease stuck to them. Also, la'aris aleihem mayim chamim b'Shabbos. You can't pour hot water on them on Shabbos because there's a problem of bishul. But let's say you have a mayim, you have water, hot water in a kli sheni that's sitting there. You prepared it before Shabbos, or somehow on Shabbos. I don't know how that would be on Shabbos, because generally speaking, you can't pour out hot water. But if you had a way, then you have mayim chaim that I guess you know you took from an urn, let's just say, and you poured out into a kli sheni that would be permitted, right? The clean kli sheni. Now you want to put greasy kalim into it. That's permitted. It doesn't matter. You could put it even into a kli rishon. Now, what's his point over here? So if you look in Sifkaton Lamed Aleph in the bottom, he says, Shemati mehagoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Shrei mutl tagein b'shumon b'yamtiv v'ein choshin l'mayl v'nayla. One could heat up fat on yamtiv, and there's no problem of mayla or nayla. Now, you have to remember, in the olden days, and even maybe some people today, especially on Pesach, they take schmaltz, and that's how they create oil. You take fat, you dissolve it in hot water, and you make oil. So he says from Shem Zalm that on Yom Tiv, there's no problem of Meilid or Neilad by changing it from it being fat to oil. Right? He says, V'hu ha-dinami she'en tzichim l'hachim l'hatzich davka achnos ha-segdeh l'teichamayim. He says, so too, when you take these plates or pots that have you know built up grease in them, there's no problem. You don't have to worry about noilad or moilad by the fact that the fat liquefies and dissolves. See if yud, the bottom of page kuf nun hey, b'shabbos on Shabbos also nakas kalim be'ezes taruvah shel chol niku umayim shum isalisha. Now we don't have it, and I'm not unaware of such a cleansing maybe commercially available in America. But it seems like they had some type of sand powder type of detergent that when you mix it up with water, there would be a problem of lush. It would become some thickness. So that's also to use on Shabbos with water because now you're creating lush. But you could use these powders when they're dry. Even if your hands are wet, because unless you're mamish mixing it up and doing it derech lisha, so just because your hands are wet and maybe a little bit will become clumpy, that's not awesome. That's not derech lisha. Ubi yomtiv on the top of page kuf nun vav. Ubi yomtiv mutter lehishtamish b'chol hazeh gamim einin nisayiv b'matnai. Gamim nisayiv b'matnai. He says, yomtiv, it's permitted even if you mix water in it. We're not worried about this little bit of lush on yomtiv. And he says, obviously, we're talking about a case where you need to do it now as you're cleaning the dishes, that you couldn't do it from before Yom Tov. See if you're Aleph, Tzemer Palda, Plad, I don't know how it's pronounced, steel wool. Also, l'shtamish boi l'nikur kli ha-mitbach, you can't use it on Shabbos to wash kitchen utensils. Bein b'Shabbos u'bein b'Yom Tov. Not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Now, in the Ha'aris of Katan Lamed Hey, he brings three reasons why it may be awesome. He says, Yesh Lema de Memachek Le Kalim. It's doing Memachek to the Kalim, smoothing it out. And then he brings that others say the issue is either because of Schito or Uvdin de Choyl. So he brings three reasons why it may be prohibited. It's in Shailah. Lumazois, he says, but nevertheless, Mutalish Tamish Leniko HaKalim B'Moitzir Mechoymus Interi Ami Chodim Lekach. Says, but plastic sponges that they make, that there's no schito, there's no mamachik, he says, those are mutter to use. But not, he says, not from sponge material that, you know, when you squeeze it comes out. But today they have these like Shabbos sponges that are basically plastic, synthetic, that are woven, you know, with wide spaces between them. He says, that's mutter, imzife ha-moitze mufrodim zemize ve'ena tzfufim harbe. Says, as long as it's not dense, these plastic sponges, and there's space between the bristles, it's permitted. V'afilu kishehem retuvim, even when they're wet, because there's no problem of schita, they're just rubbing down. V'ashel moitzim mechemis sinteri sefugayim, says as we're going to see next, sif, as far as synthetic sponges. But those synthetic bristles that have this nice space between them, that is permitted. See if your days. Also, lahartiv, you can't make wet b'Shabbos or b'Yom Tov sfug, a sponge, a matlas, like a shmata. V'asal nakis behem kalim kishem etuvim. You can't take a sponge, even a dry sponge or a dry towel or a dry shmata, and wash off wet kalim. Wash wet kalim with it. V'afilu kishinim tzom asfuge ematas besich ka'orim malei amayim. Even, let's say you take a towel and you throw it into the water, fully, let's say a pot that's full of water, and you want to wipe the sides with it. So you might say, I'm not doing any schita, because even if I press against the towel, any water that's going out is going to get more water from the pot. He says, nevertheless, that's still schita. You can't use this to clean kalim. Even while it's in the water itself. Now, lifa tivius, we don't have this so much in America, but in Eretz Yisrael, I think it's more common. These organic, natural lufas that are like these sponges, they use more for people to wash their backs or to wash themselves in the shower, but if you can use it for kelim. V'chein lifa melachusis, kigoin scotch brite. He says, like, you know, those yellow scotch and green scotch brite, you know, sponges. Tahainu sibim ashabem anakim kalim, that you wash, these are fibers that you wash kalim with. Also, l'shtamish ben b'shabbos u'b'yomtiv, you can't use it on Shabbos u'b'yomtiv, kashem retuvim, when they're wet. V'dinam ki din sfuge matlas aniskele, they have the same aloch of sponges. So even though you might look at your scotch brite, ingredients, and it may be made from fully synthetic type of material, but the way it's created in a fashion that it absorbs and it squeezes out, and that would be usur on Shabbos Yom Tov. If you dalit, mutur lehishtameish letzayrich nikia kelim bekli gume hamiyuchid lekach. One could use rubber kelim, rubber things that are meant for cleaning kelim, rubber sponges, or also a mutl luvash kfafes gumi, you could wear rubber gloves, a plastic b'shas nikuya kelim. Because rubber doesn't absorb, regular plastic doesn't absorb. So like we said before, if you have a plastic sponge that has very tight bristles, so there, even though it could be under a microscope, it doesn't absorb. But when you squeeze it out, you're squeezing out from in this tight plastic bristles, that would be awesome. But a regular rubber glove or a plastic glove, right? You don't want to get your hands cracked from the washing. So that's mutter to use on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because don't absorb it all. Nothing squeezes out of them. When you squeeze it, you see nothing comes, out from squeezing it. That appears like it's coming from inside. It's all on the outside surface. That's permitted to use on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then he says, "Bakbuk l'saboy nozzle shebepiv muskenes mavreshes." Says you have this in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the Frum grocery stores, they sell it as well. These like bottles of liquid soap that have like a brush at the top. You squeeze it and it comes, and you use that like over a keli with like a rubber brush that's at the mouth of the top. Of this liquid soap. So she says, "Sarah suis chaimis enteri v'hem enam tzfufezulazu." They're not crowded. They're not, mutl nakes baby kalim. You could use those rubber things on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because once again, there's no schita in that. Stop over here. Today's shiur, we're still looking for sponsors to keep this shiur coming on regular basis. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to sponsor a shiur.